Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The City of Soldotna, by means of consent agenda approval at Tuesday's Soldotna City Council meeting, approved the appropriation of an additional $583,000 to complete the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex major maintenance and renovation project. The major maintenance and renovation project was enacted by the Soldotna City Council on August 26, 2020, with the appropriation of $1.5 million for the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex. The project was postponed by the City of Soldotna following the completion of the design, which resulted in an increased project cost of $2.4 million. The project then went through cost-saving measures, and with an approved biting climate, the Soldotna City Council approved the additional $583,000 to complete the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex major maintenance and renovation project. The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge will hold its 2021 Trapping Orientation Class and Snaring Seminar on Saturday, October 23, 2021, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Kenai Peninsula Archers Archery Range on Arc Loop Road just past the landfill. To obtain a permit to trap on the refuge, it is mandatory to attend at least one refuge trapping orientation. Trappers who have previously attended the trapping and snaring orientation do not need to reattend. However, all refuge trappers are welcome. Beginning today, trapping permits for the 2021-2022 season are available. For more information, contact the refuge at 907-398-9553 or visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. 42 schools within the Kenai Peninsula Rural School District participated in the Great Alaska Shakeout, Drop, Cover, and Hold Earthquake Drill on Thursday, October 21st. The drill was scheduled for 10:21 a.m. In addition, schools conducted a radio check in conjunction with the drill. The main goal of the shakeout is to get Alaskans prepared for major earthquakes, and the district will issue the shakeout as an opportunity to learn what to do before, during, and after an earthquake. Kenai Peninsula Rural School District Superintendent Clayton Holland.
So something we take seriously. Just I think we all know our history with earthquakes and in the state of Alaska. And so I recommend everybody practicing or making sure they're prepared.
The Kenai Peninsula Rural School District has established an emergency notification system, which is available to all parents, families, and community. Holland explained the process of receiving emergency notices.
Anyone who wants an emergency to receive text messages from KPBSD, parents need to add their mobile number as an emergency contact to their student in Power School, and then opt in by sending a text with the letter Y or word yes to 67587. And of course, instructions for this are on our website and social media sites.
You'll find further details about the Alaska Shakeout on our website. Just visit the story at radiokenai.com. All-terrain vehicles will be allowed to travel on state roads next year. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced late last week his administration will allow ATVs to drive on state roads with speed limits of 45 miles per hour or less starting January 1st. Dunleavy says the move is aimed at providing Alaskans more safe and affordable ways to travel throughout the state. Beginning Monday, Alaskans have to add three more digits to a phone number before they make a call. The Federal Communications Commission is set to launch the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline using the three-digit dialing code 988. Starting October 24th, Alaskans will have to dial the 907 area code onto any local call before it can be completed. Again, that begins this Monday. And the Federal Aviation Administration has taken initiative to improve safety in Alaska. In a Thursday release, the FAA asked agencies to communicate weather information to pilots flying in the state to increase use of safety technology and improve policies for flying with cockpit instruments. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday with Scott Hamilton. This is KSRM News.